Intelligent design and DNA. Scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science Radio. Turn up the Real Science Radio.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Real Science Radio. I'm Bob Enyart.
And I'm Fred Williams, creation speaker and software engineer.
Fred, we are about to do another of our classic Real Science Radio list shows, and I am so excited about this one because it's just flat out fun.
Yeah, this is RSR's list of Earth's rapidly changing ancient features.
Yeah, geologic features, and it's really part of another list we have done already.
That's right, on the solar system?
Yes. Our list of the transient events in the solar system, like if everything is 4.5 billion years old, you think it's sort of come to a homeostasis by now.
Kind of an equilibrium.
Yeah, settled out. And there are dramatic things changing, like Mercury's magnetic field declining 10% in the last few decades.
Yeah.
Like the Earth's.
Like it waited, you know, millions of years and then it started doing that.
Yeah, and the rings on Saturn, just dramatic changes, and that they're young. NASA's leading expert on Saturn's rings says, just look at them.
They must be young.
They're young. How do you know? There's no dust on them. They're nice and pristine, just like Pluto. Huge chunks of Pluto. Remember that?
Yeah.
So anyway, on that list of the transient events in the solar system, you and I mentioned and just gave a few examples of the rapidly changing so-called ancient geological features on the Earth, specifically all of these arches and spires.
Yeah, these tourist places. And, you know, these rocks, they crash down. And they're supposed to be millions of years old.
Well, right. Many of them, hundreds of thousands or millions of years old. And these are, like you said, they're tourist attractions. You know, whether it looks like an old man on the hill or whatever. And if you got a tour guide, a park ranger, and you'll hear, well, this has been here for hundreds of thousands or even millions of years old. And as we go through this list, folks will realize it's hard to say how old some of these are believed to be.
Yeah.
Because often they'll say how old the strata is that the arch is in. So that those are two different issues.
They are. They're two different things. We don't know exactly how old the arch is.
Maybe they'll say the strata, the limestone, is 180 million years old or 5 million years old.
Yeah.
And the arch is 30,000 years old or 300,000 or 500 years old.
Yeah.
It's hard to nail down geologists on all these many arches and structures that have collapsed in the recent past.
Yeah. From their worldview, these things are really old.
Yes. And what's interesting is they're collapsing at a much greater rate than they're forming.
Yeah.
I'd say that's the main point of today's program.
Yeah. So again, we're not seeing these things form, right?
At this
at a
rate.
Very small rate compared to what we're seeing collapsing all over the planet.
Like in the last half century, notable collapses. There's more than, on average, one per year.
Yep.
So have there been 50 notable arches form in the last half century?
Yeah.
No, there have not.
I don't know if there's one, is there? There might be a couple.
Well, you know, at Arches National Park, which we've gone to in Utah, mm-hmm. Moab there, they have like an arbitrary definition of what is an arch. And if there's a little gap, let's say you have a narrow band of rock and there's a little gap in it you can squeeze your hand through maybe, they don't call that an arch.
Yeah.
I think their standard is they have to be able to stick a meter, not a yardstick, but a meter ruler through. Then they'll say it's an arch. And there's one, it's like just a few centimeters short of a meter. Or whatever their standard is. So maybe eventually.
Yeah, it's almost there.
Yeah.
It's 0.8 or something. It's almost to one meter.
A meter.
Then they can declare it an arch. And maybe they have one forming.
But even still, how about that narrow band of limestone or whatever rock it is that had to form before the hollowed out area could form? So where are those forming all over the world? There are thousands of these arches that are known. So how do they all form?
Yeah. Yep. So this is our very first one. I love this one. This is Landscape Arch in Utah's Arches National Park. It's the fifth longest naturally occurring arch in the world.
It's longer than a football field.
Yep, longer than a football field.
Just gorgeous, really. Yep.
And it's supposed to be 5 million years, right? Because they say there's a 5 million year history to it. In fact, we're going to play an audio clip to this effect.
Yeah.
And a tourist just happened to be filming when this thing, part of it, came crashing down.
This tourist is videotaping when one of the park rangers, I think her name is Sarah, is giving the tour. And, you know, she's talking about this arch, how long it's been there, and then crash.
70-foot slab comes crashing down.
Yeah.
How lucky for them to be there to see that after so many hundreds of thousands of years
of it
not doing anything.
And how lucky they weren't killed by it because
exactly.
You know what inspired this list when we first put it together was an article from CMI, Creation Ministries International.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got such a neat writer. CMI is located in Australia, David Catchpool.
Yeah,
and
really good.
In Creation Magazine 2015, just a couple years ago, he did an article called A Dangerous View. And he pointed out that many of these tourist attractions, people are lulled into a false sense of security because they're told these things are millions of years old. So obviously, if they've been around for millions of years, what are the chances?
Yeah, they're really stable
in
their view. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that many of these things do collapse when tourists are shocked to see what's happening.
Yep.
In fact, we'll hear one from England in a couple minutes. But why don't we right now hear this? This is audio from a YouTube video. Not that it's an official video, but it's one of the popular ones about this landscape arch and this chunk that fell. And at the end of this little audio, we'll hear from the ranger who was giving the tour when this major, huge chunk collapsed.
In 1991, Sharon and a tour group watched one of the most dramatic events in landscape's 5-million-year history, a 73-foot-long slab tearing loose. A visitor with a video camera happened to be shooting at the time.
All of a sudden, we heard this crack. It was just like lightning hit a tree right next to us. And knowing that lightning wasn't anywhere in the vicinity, we turned around. And under the arch was just a huge cloud of dust coming up.
If you want to see this incredible formation, you might want to hurry.
Bob.
Just might. So, Fred, that was our first landscape arch. And I mentioned on the show, our boys, when they grew up going to Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, and they went to arches and rappelled not only off the cliffs there, but off an arch 100 feet up in the air. And when you rappel, there's nothing to put your feet on. You're just... You got to have courage to do that.
Absolutely.
But now, thinking of that, that arch with all those kids up there could have collapsed.
Could have collapsed.
It
without
could have.
A doubt. Yeah.
And I don't think that means you should never go and enjoy these natural features.
Yeah.
But there
but
is a
don't have
risk.
This worldview that it's completely stable because of millions of years of being
right.
there. It's
totally
not
safe.
True.
In fact, make sure your eternity is secure.
That's the important thing.
Because
absolutely.
You trust in Jesus Christ and that your kids are raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord. So there's another arch in Arches National Park that's similar to landscape. Now, we're going to talk about a number that have just completely collapsed. They're gone. But these first two, these are partial collapses. And this other one is known as Ring Arch, R-I-N-G, just gorgeous. And this one is in strata that was allegedly deposited 140 million years ago. But Fred, in the last half century or so, there have been 47 collapses.
47.
Of arches at this one national park.
Just at that one national park. I mean, who knows where these things are collapsing all over the globe, but, you know, like somewhere in Russia, who knows where. But here, we actually pay attention a lot more.
Yes.
We're seeing these things collapse.
Yeah. At a rate that far exceeds any
kind of
replacement rate, which means, you know how the old earthers, the uniformitarians, they say the present is the key to the past?
Yeah.
Well, there's something really true about that. It
turns out that's kind of true in a way, not the way they meant it to be true.
No, it's the opposite of what they meant. Because we see these enormous features that have been formed, like, let's say, the Yellowstone eruption in the deposits where they see the ash all the way down to Texas. And nothing on that scale is happening in the present.
No.
There are eruptions and there are formations that far exceed that. And so what we see today is way less intensity than what we see in the geologic history in the rocks. So as the present is the key to the past, what that tells you is the past had events that are nothing like the present.
That's right. That's right.
Something very different happened in the Bible, coming from an eyewitness, because the Holy Spirit inspired Moses to write. The Bible tells us of the global flood that formed a lot of these features, laid down all the sedimentary rock.
Yeah.
The strata. Yep.
Thousands of years ago, not millions of years ago. It's not so stable as they say. Now, this next one just happened a week ago, right? Or thereabouts.
Yeah. Tuesday of last week. So this is newsworthy, and it's in Malta, this gorgeous arch on this coast. So you could look at the Mediterranean Sea through the arch.
Yeah.
And it's called the Azure Window. Azure, like, you know, the sea is so beautifully blue. And Malta's Azure Window. Fred, it's been there a long time, and now it's not.
It's no longer there. It collapsed here just about a week ago.
Right. And while the limestone that forms the strata may be claimed to be millions of years old, there is an admission that, well, maybe the arch itself eroded just maybe 500 years ago. It's not known, of course.
It's not.
Yep. It's not known. But what's interesting is there are still standing in the archipelago, the Malta island chain, there's still 26 more arches, even one real nearby to this one that's no longer there. But they're still standing.
Yeah.
But they're not all forming.
I'd hate to be a sailboat going under that thing right when it crashes.
Wow.
That's a lot of rock.
And, you know, tons of tourists walk across
that. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And they would jump off and dive into the water, which was dangerous. I mean, that's, what, 80 feet high or so.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Fred, this next one comes from, and this is not an arch. This is just a chunk of a cliff in England. This is called North Cliffs. And we have audio. And here there are tourists. I'm so thankful that they were not standing on the part of the cliff facing the sea that collapsed.
Yeah. This video is amazing. And you can see these videos after the show, right, on rsr.org.
Yes. Just go to a real easy way. Is go to rsr.org/lists.
Yeah, then you get all the list shows.
Yes.
And then you click on this list of rapidly changing ancient features.
Yes, exactly. And so you'll see this video of this huge chunk of the cliff collapsing. Let's hear the audio from these tourists.
There it goes. There it goes.
Fred, that's got to be more than 10,000 tons of
rock. It sure looked like it. Yeah, you have to see the video. It was a ton of rock.
It's
a huge part of that cliff.
Yeah, and it's really scary. And, you know, in both these videos, I think I could hear the tourist in the background. Even the one with Landscape Arch, I think, you know, you could hear them, you know, in their shock.
Gasping, yeah.
But I think in both, I could hear them say, oh, God, or oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. It reminds me of the saying, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. When people see something so dramatic and you realize your own immortality, like that can happen to the rock under our feet.
Yeah.
And we could meeting our maker. And people, like, their life flashes before their eyes and they think of God. Remember Hillary Clinton, that video we have on our YouTube channel?
Yeah, that, yep. She's being interviewed, I think, on 60 Minutes or
60
something.
60 Minutes after the
Bill
Super
Clinton,
Bowl.
Yeah, he was running for president, so he wasn't president yet, Bill
and
Clinton.
And he had an affair with Jennifer Flowers,
yep.
And they were lying through their teeth about it.
Oh, absolutely.
And on our YouTube video. So you go to rsr.org, and at the top of the screen, click on YouTube. Visit us on YouTube. And go to the BEL Classics playlist right at the top.
Yeah.
And you can see Hillary's near-death experience.
Yeah, because this light fixture comes crashing down, and she's like, whoo, whoo, whoo. Like, yeah.
I thought it was Owl Gore.
And then, yeah,
in the studio
Owl
there.
Gore.
And she says, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
That's right, yep.
So it was an explosion. Like, you know, it could have been. Who knows what it could have been?
And you're such a tease, Bob. I remember a caller called in and said, stop playing that video. Oh, you mean this one? And then you play it again.
Over and over and over. And I was asking this liberal, what was the newsworthy purpose
of this clip? Yep.
And the caller would not say what it was.
Yes.
But Bill Clinton was lying through his teeth, mm-hmm. which was known later because of the State of Their Union address. If you remember, there was a dress entered into the State of Their Union address when he was being impeached. And so we know he lied to everyone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that doesn't matter to liberals. Even if he raped Juanita Broderick, it doesn't matter to liberals. Because he supports child killing, abortion.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. And so they really don't care.
They don't.
They think to a Democrat, executive privilege is a powerful white male gets to sexually harass or even assault subordinate women, and he gets defended for it because he's a pro-abort child killer.
Yep.
Isn't that
sad.
All astounding?
Really sad.
Anyway, that's a bit of a tangent.
Yeah,
I'd say.
That sure is.
So. But people have to see that video. We should link to it. We should embed
it
in today's show summary.
That's a classic.
The Owl Gore.
Owl Gore.
And, okay, so the next is called The Eye of the Needle. And this is on the Missouri River in Montana. Fred, we have the benefit of many researchers who help us as volunteers. Well, there is a homeschool dad in Montana, Gary Hopkins. And he is, from his youth, he has climbed like all the peaks in Garden of the Gods here in Colorado Springs. And some of them are really scary. And one's nearby. And those nearby, like there's a famous castle just outside of Garden of the Gods Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's owned by the Navigators.
Yep.
And there are spires there that are horrifying. And as a teenager, Gary Hopkins and his brother, they climbed every one of them.
Wow.
So it's really, anyway, Gary knows rocks, mountains. Then he and his family moved to Montana. Well, he has been the main researcher for this list, finding all these for us. And so the Eye of the Needle was on the Missouri River. And this is, you know, the famous Lewis and Clark Arch.
Yeah.
It was first documented in 1805 and it collapsed evidently from natural causes in 2002, so the Eye of the Needle on the Missouri River in Montana is no longer there.
Collapsed of natural causes.
Yes.
Yep. So the next one is London Bridge, and this is in South Australia, and it was a natural arch formation on the coast that, since 1990, is no longer.
It's gone.
It's out of there.
Also, just off of Australia's Victoria coast, and part of what's called the Three Sisters, a geological formation there, the Island Archway, that's gone.
Yep.
Collapsed in 2005.
Okay, so this next one is the Sentinel. It's in Bryce Canyon National Park.
It was.
And so, as you quipped on the webpage, it's off duty. He's off duty, the Sentinel. Because it's gone. It's collapsed. Yeah. It's out of there.
And what a picture. We have two pictures before and after. And you can see we have photos of a number of these. And boy, what a difference, huh?
Yeah, that one just collapsed several months ago, back in November 2016.
Yes. Then there's another, this one again on Australia's, the southeastern coast. It's one of the 12 apostles.
The reason I'm laughing is because you've got probably Judas.
Probably.
The one that collapsed.
If it's one of the 12 apostles, it must.
Yeah.
Here in Colorado, we've climbed some of the 14ers. Our audience, once every couple years, we've gone out climbing like by the Collegiate Peaks. There's the Three Apostles. There's Unnamed Peak. We went up there. We named it. But anyway.
So 15 guys, you each did what, 1,000 feet? And then you claimed you did 15,000 or even though it's only 14,000.
Right. In Colorado, we have about 14.
That'd be my kind of hiking anymore at my age.
We have about 40 14ers.
Yep, that's
and
right.
Really awesome. In fact, I climbed a few of them this summer, but I only got up to about 13,000 feet.
Yeah.
So you can't really say you climbed a 14er if you only got to 13.
I did Long's Peak once, and now I find out there's like 90 people have died since 1970
Long's
on that
Peak
thing.
Long's Peak is a scary one. It's right on the Front Range.
Yeah.
And just looking at it from our studios here at Real Science Radio, nestled between Denver and Golden, Colorado, in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, when you look at Long's Peak, there is that incredibly long ascent.
Yes.
And it gets narrow and steep cliffs, and people have been blown off. The most recent, I think, was a Japanese tourist just a couple years ago and died.
Yeah. There's a place called the Narrows, and it is narrow. It's like, I don't know, maybe about 7 feet, mm-hmm. and it's a straight drop, I don't know, a couple thousand feet.
Well, and just about a week ago, Fred, climbers survived a fall off a mountain of about 2,000 feet.
Wow. So, how?
You know, just...
2,000 feet?
Yeah, 2,000 feet. Obviously not straight down and a sudden stop at the bottom. Because the fall is not the problem.
Yeah. Because, you know, we talked about dreams last week, not on the show, but off air. And, you know, I was thinking, could he fly? How do you fall 2,000 feet and survive?
Yeah, well, you know, here's a picture of him. You know, I've got this from... Yeah. The local TV station, ABC Channel 7 in Paradise, California. Yeah, you know, it depends on the terrain. This guy's 23 years old, Ryan Montoya. But
boy, he's lucky to be alive, that's for sure. 2,000 feet.
Yeah, in fact, he's recovering in a hospital here in Denver. But Fred, one of the 14ers we climbed, our group, the north face of the mountain, steep slope, covered in snow. So the tour guide said to us, you know, I've climbed this mountain many times. I think it's relatively safe if you want to take off your coat, wrap it around you, and slide down.
Oh,
and you could
man.
Save about 2 hours. And so I'd say about 10 of us did it.
No way.
I did
wow.
it.
Wow.
And Fred, in maybe 80 seconds, we saved 2 hours of hiking down. Just
wow.
a couple thousand feet sliding down. So I could imagine that based on, you know, the angle of the slope and the screen.
Were you able
you're
to
on,
stop yourself if you wanted to? Like you're
no,
slow enough or you're just
no,
going?
No,
wow.
you were flying. It was like a ride at an amusement
that's
park.
That's crazy, Bob.
It was crazy, yeah. Fred. It was totally crazy. But
welcome to another episode of Real Science Radio. This is Fred Williams. Bob Inyart is no longer with us.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know.
He took
hey.
One of those stupid hikes. So, all right. Oh. So we got on that tangent because of one of the 12 apostles. And we said it's probably Judas, collapsed in Australia in 2005. And, you know, we had the three apostles here in Colorado. That explains
yeah.
the tangent. Yeah. Fred, you and I are getting too old.
Yeah,
this.
We are. Well, speaking of old, there's the Old Man of the Mountain in New Hampshire. Now, I used to use this rock formation in my creation slides because it'd be an example of looking at something, showing it to a child and saying, is this naturally formed? And then you compare it to something
like Mount Rushmore.
That's right.
Yeah.
A child can look at Mount Rushmore and know that that's intelligently designed.
Yes.
And he can look at this Old Man of the Mountain and realize it's not.
It's just natural
It depends
formation.
On what angle you're looking at it. And yeah, from a certain angle, it looks like the profile of an old man. Well, guess what? It doesn't look like an old man anymore. It doesn't look like anything but jumbled rock.
Because, yeah, it collapsed. And they say that an ice age. Now, there was one ice age. And the ice age resulted after the flood because we had warm oceans and cold continents.
Mm-hmm.
The oceans were warm because of the water coming up from the fountains of the Great Deep.
Yep.
And the continents were cold because they rose up. The mountain ranges rose up in a day as the continents compressed and buckled and thickened. So the continents were literally higher than they are today. That's why all the early coastal settlements around the globe have been submerged.
That's right. Yeah.
Just as the continents
Lots
sunk back in,
yep.
then they warmed up and the glaciers and the ice covering on millions of square miles melted. And between those two factors, the continents settling back into the mantle and the melting of the ice from the one ice age, the sea level rose. And it rose quite a bit.
It did. So they allege that this thing started, well, the ice age allegedly happened 2 million years ago, and it was its erosion that happened about, they claim, 19,000 years ago.
When the face was carved.
That formed the face, and now this face is gone. collapsed. Again, I used this face for years in my creation presentations.
Yeah, and now you can't.
I could still, I can still use it and make this point.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, I guess you can't.
Yeah.
But it collapsed on May 3rd, 2003.
Yep.
So that's another one gone. Then there is Chimney Rock National Historic Site, a major landmark along what's called the Oregon Trail. This is in Nebraska in the North Platte River Valley. This spire once stood much taller than it is today. In fact, from very careful drawings of it from, you know, a century ago, they believe it was 325 feet tall. Today, it's not nearly that high. And the National Park Service says that this spire is identified with the Oligocene formation, which is like 23 million years ago. So it's just an example that tourists are shown things and say this spire comes from erosion that began when this strata was laid down 23 million years ago, and now it's shrunk.
Yep, shrunk. The next one is Wall Arch. It's one of the longest of the 2,000 natural spans in Utah's Arches National Park, and it collapsed in 2008.
So 2,000 arches in Arches National. No wonder they call it Arches National Park. So this one is just gone, and not too long ago, 9 years ago. But so if there are 2,000 natural spans in this one park, and by the way, the National Park Service, and we'll link to this, Fred, their website says the park's geological features, quote, tell a story of millions of years. Well, they tell a story of millions of years, so what's a tourist to think? They see an arch. Well, that arch must be millions of years old or so. Then it falls. This one fell in 2008. So of these 2,000 arches, how many have formed in the last half century?
Yeah.
If 43 have collapsed, how many have formed?
Yep. And the answer is, in this case, none.
None.
This next one is God's Finger. It's the Canary Islands in Spain. And it allegedly formed over about 250,000 years ago from rocks laid down 14 million years ago, and it fell in 2005. You know, a lot of these are famous structures that people are real familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the famous structures are collapsing, and there's not that many of those.
God's Finger.
Again,
so,
how many places that we don't know of because they're kind of isolated,
right,
people
exactly.
had to name them.
Yes. So, and this is El Dedo de Dios, God's Finger.
Yep.
And so here we have the stats. They say the strata, 14 million years old, and this formation, 250,000 years ago. That's a quarter of a million years ago. You'd think it'd be stable unless you were there in November 2005. Then you find out it's not so stable.
So the next one is Nye Beach. It's Oregon's massive 100-foot wall, Jump Off Joe. That's a famous
place,
too.
They call it Jump Off Joe.
Yeah. And it formed perhaps as late as the 1800s, but according to the United States Geological Society, in middle Miocene sandstone that had allegedly been laid down 16 million years ago.
Yes.
And it collapsed in 1916. And since then, Joe's gone. He is gone. He's completely eroded away. He's the Wicked Witch of the East.
Jump
he's
off gone. Joe has melted.
Yeah, he's melted.
Poor
he's gone.
Guy. So the next is in Nevada. This is in the Valley of Fire State Park. It's called Ephemeral Arch. And it fell in May of 2010.
And then the next one is a 50-foot tall Cobra Rock formation near Moab. And according to the website geology.utah.gov.
So that's an official government website for the
state. It was capped with an allegedly 245 million-year-old sandstone slab.
Oh, boy.
Over its allegedly 290 million-year-old body. All of it, which fell in July 2014, three years ago.
So that's an interesting one because it's 50 feet tall formation, Cobra Rock. And they say that the very top, the cap of this formation was 245 million years old. So the whole thing collapses.
Yep.
And again, imagine if you were there.
Exactly. The next two of these are ones that actually happened by human interaction. They weren't natural collapses.
Fred, there are two of these. One was knocked over by three punks. The other by an overweight, middle-aged guy who was a Boy Scout Scoutmaster. Yeah,
he was meaning to do well because he was worried about kids below this rock.
He's like the poor slob who got caught up in this. But let's talk about the first one, the Duckbill Sandstone Formation in Cape Kiwanda State Park. It's this 10-foot-wide outcrop, and it's knocked over, like I said, by three punks, members of the Gross National Product. Yeah,
that's right.
That's what we called them for 25 years.
Now, because he's destroyed something that's supposedly possibly millions of years old, the liberals would probably want these three punks have the death penalty thrown at them.
Yeah,
you know, because, at least, you know, 30 years in
rock.
Yeah, 30 years in prison.
Yeah, you could dismember an unborn child and they celebrate.
Or you could kill your wife and get 1 year for it. You know, that kind of
which
stuff.
Which has been done.
Yeah.
But you kill a dog or knock over a rock and
it's
you're
a horrible
doomed.
Thing. Yeah.
Doomed, I tell you, doomed. So, Fred, there's video of these three rocket scientists of that taking of themselves knocking over this formation.
Oh my goodness.
They're just idiots.
Yeah, world's dumbest criminals.
ABC News and the Huffington Post, they repeat it from Oregon Parks and Recreation that the sandstone layer was 18 million years old and that duckbill shape formed perhaps hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, explicit the point we've been making. The Huffington Post also reported at Goblin Valley State Park, there were three Boy Scout leaders who toppled an unstable goblin, they call it. Now, these are known as hoodoos.
Yeah.
Right? A hoodoo forms when a harder rock sits on top of a softer rock. And they say over millions of years, the harder rock on top protects the softer stone directly beneath it. So that's how goblins or hoodoos are formed. They're made of what they say are Jurassic rock, which according to the geology department at the University of Utah is allegedly 160 million years old. And unlike the three punks, these leaders have a defense because they were worried. They noticed this rock was teetering.
Yeah, ready to go.
And right onto the path where kids hike just a few feet away. So they thought this is going to kill somebody. So, but they were a bit dim-witted too. They videotaped themselves knocking it over, laughing, and they put it up on YouTube. And now they're in big trouble.
Yeah, big trouble. So,
no good deed goes unpunished. So, Fred, that's our list, and it's Real Science Radio's list of Earth's rapidly changing ancient features.
That's right. Go to rsr.org/lists. To get to all our list shows, but it'll be easy to find this particular show. And watch those videos. They're really good.
And the point is that these arches are collapsing all over the world at a rate that you could expect because they're only thousands of years old, not millions. And they're not being replaced because they were formed by catastrophic circumstances that occurred in the past as a result of the global flood and that are not occurring today.
That's right.
Thank you, Fred
Williams. Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. This is Bob Enyart and Fred Williams for Real Science Radio. May God bless you.
Intelligent design and DNA. Scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science Radio. Turn up the Real Science Radio. Talking about